I may be able to do something about it. Careful, careful, no excitement. You know what happens when you get exalted. Yes, and you know how you collapse like a pricked balloon. So, no excitement, not too much drinking, avoidance of certain cafes, of certain streets, of certain spots. No trailing around aimlessly with cheap gramophone records starting up in your head. Above all, no crying in public. No crying at all, if you can help it. I pass the exact place for my afternoon drink. It's a cafe which always seems to be empty. I remember it from before. A pano, s'il vous plaît.
Un pano.
Just one. Just one for luck. Here's to the miracle.
How much did you lose?
500. Oh. Thereabouts. Baccarat's a stupid game.
Drink up now.
Now I haven't got the fare back to Algiers. Life's difficult.
Yes, life isn't easy.
One needs a lot of courage to live.
I believe you. Let's go.
Another piano, s'il vous plaît. There were no miracles. I sit alone in a large, clean cafe and watch myself in the mirror above the bar, thinking that I haven't got a care in the world, except that tomorrow's Sunday. A difficult day, Sunday. Somber Sunday. Planning it all out. Eating, a movie, eating again, one drink, a long walk back to the hotel, bed, luminal, sleep. No dreams, just sleep. No dreams. I have done it. Sunday at 8 o'clock, and here I am coming out of a cinema on the Champs-Élysées according to program, and Paris is looking very nice. You're looking very nice tonight, my darling, my beautiful. And oh, what a bitch you can be. But you didn't kill me after all, did you? I walk along remembering this. I used to work in a shop off this street. It was one of those dress houses still with a certain prestige, but its customers were getting fewer and fewer. I sat in a large white and gold room with imitation Louis XV furniture and three or four elongated dolls, beautifully painted and dressed. Every time a customer arrived, the commissionaire touched a bell and I would advance, smiling a small, discreet smile. Good afternoon, madame. Has Madame Vendeuse? If madame will accompany me. This shop, among others, was owned by an Englishman who made a royal visit, bowler hat, majestic trousers, along with Salvatini, our boss.
I see.
Don't let him notice me.
Good.
Don't let him look at me.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Miss...
Mrs. Jensen.
And how many languages do you speak?
One.
I don't understand.
I understand French quite well.
Salvatini told me that the receptionist spoke French and German fluently.
Yeah, because I have a friend who knows Salvatini's mistress. And Salvatini's mistress spoke to Salvatini, and the day he saw me, I wasn't looking too bad, and he was in a good mood. Nothing to do with fluent French and German. I'm here because I'm here because I'm here. I speak French fairly well. I've been living in Paris for 8 years.
How long have you been working here?
About 3 weeks.
What was your last job?
I worked at the Maison Shows on the Place Vendôme.
Oh, you worked for shows? Did you? You worked for shows. Were you a receptionist there?
No, I worked as a mannequin.
A mannequin? How long ago was this?
Nearly 5 years ago.
And how long did you stay there?
About 3 months. And...
And?
And then I left.
Oh, you left shows?
Yes, I left.
Have you worked anywhere else since then?
Well, no, I haven't.
I see. Come on, Salvatini.
Yes, my dear sir. I left. I got bored and I walked out on them. But that was 5 years ago, and a lot can happen in 5 years. I haven't the slightest intention of walking out on you, I can assure you of that. And I hope you haven't the slightest intention of... And just the thought that you may have the slightest intention makes my hands go cold and my heart beat. Good afternoon, madame. Does madame wish a vendeuse or mademoiselle?
You have some pretty things in your window. I want something to wear in my hair.
Oh, once, madame. If madame would remove her hat. Madame takes off her hat and she is perfectly bald on top. A white, bald skull with a fringe of grey hair. Perhaps the hairband.
No, too dark. Get me that Spanish comb.
Real tortoiseshell, madame.
Oh, come along, mother. Let's go. Don't be silly. You won't find anything here.
That yellow flower, is it silk?
Pure silk, madame.
Oh, clashes with my lipstick. Yellow is very difficult. Can you reach me that green flower?
Mother, you look like a Roman emperor. Do let's go.
The lace. Oh, too small. I'm very sorry. I'm so sorry to have given you so much trouble.
It's no trouble at all, madame. Mademoiselle? The owner sends for me, and I at once make up my mind that he wants to find out if I can speak German. All the little German that I know flies out of my head. Jesus, help me. Ja, ja, nein, nein. Was kostet es? Wien ist eine schöne Stadt. Budapest auch ist eine sehr schöne Stadt. You're sure to notice how shabby my shoes are.
Yes. Yes, what is it?
Mrs. Jensen, sir.
Wait a minute.
At once I know. He doesn't want me to talk German. He's going to give me the sack.
Will you please take this letter to the Kaiser? Be as quick as you can, Mrs. Please. Thank you very much.
I turn and walk blindly through a door. It was a lavatory. They watch sarcastically as I go out of the right door. I walk a little way along the passage and stand with my back against the wall. Kaiser. He's got me into such a state that I can't imagine what it meant. Now, no panic. This envelope must have a name on it. Monsieur Le Grousset. Somewhere in this building, there is a Monsieur Grousset. Easy. I turn to the right along a passage, down a flight of stairs. No, these are the workrooms. I try another passage. It ends in a lavatory. The number of lavatories in this place. I turn the corner and find myself in the original passage. Well, after this, it becomes a nightmare. I walk upstairs, along passages, past doors, all different, all exactly alike. This can't go on. Shall I throw the damn thing away and forget all about it? What you must do is this, I tell myself. You must go back and say quite calmly, I'm very sorry, but I didn't understand where you wanted me to take this note.
Come in.
I couldn't find him.
How do you mean you couldn't find him? He must be there.
I'm very sorry. I didn't know where to find him.
You don't know where to find the cashier, the counting house. I was speaking French. La caisse. You know the word?
Oh, yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do know.
Extraordinary. Quite extraordinary. God knows I'm used to fools, but this is complete imbecility. You seem to be half-witted. You're hopeless. Well?
Quite hopeless.
Now, wait a minute. You'd better take that note along. You do know where to take it now, don't you? The cashier?
Yes.
You're a hopeless, helpless little fool, aren't you? Well, aren't you?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Dear me, do get on with it.
I rush away from him and lock myself in a fitting room. In it is a dress that has been shown a lot and is to be sold off for 400 francs. I have tried it on. I have seen myself in it. It is a black dress with wide sleeves embroidered in vivid colors, red, green, blue, purple. It is my dress. If I had been wearing it, I should never have stammered or been stupid. I cry for a long time, for myself, for the old woman with the bald head, for all the sadness of the damn world, for all the fools and the defeated. Now I have stopped crying. Now I shall never have that dress. Today, this hour, this minute, I am utterly defeated. I have had enough. I go into the other room, this time without knocking. The owner is writing letters and looks at me with distaste. Dish of the day, boiled eyes served cold.
Now look, you have the right to pay me 400 francs a month. That's my market value, for I am an inefficient member of society, slow on the uptake, uncertain, slightly damaged in the fray. You have the right to lodge me in a small dark room, to clothe me shabbily, to harass me with worry and monotony and unsatisfied longings till you get me to the point where I blush at a look or cry at a word. But the right to ridicule me afterwards, no, that you have not got. And that is the right you hold most dearly, isn't it? Alleluia.
Did I say all this? Of course I didn't. I didn't even think it.
What now?
Look, I think I'm too ill to go on with this. It's better if I go. At least I got him first.
Oh, I quite agree. It would be the best thing. No regrets, eh?
No. No regrets. And there I was, out on the Avenue Marigny, with my 400 francs. And now, here I am on the Avenue Marigny. Time moves on, but I'm still walking in the night. Back to the hotel, always the same hotel. You press the button, the door opens, you go up the stairs, always the same stairs. Now the landing is empty and deserted. The man next door has put his shoes outside his door. Long, pointed, patent leather shoes, very cracked. He does get dressed then. Perhaps he's a commercial traveller. Perhaps he's a traveller in dressing gowns. No, quiet. Quiet. This is going to be a nice, quiet fortnight. I have a bath and try to relax, then back to my room. When I get upstairs, the man next door is on the landing without his dressing gown. His nightshirt barely reaches his knees.
Bonjour. Had a bath, have you?
I walk past him without answering, and I get dressed.
Who is it?
Oh, for pity's sake.
Yes? I'm glad to see we've got our white dressing gown on. What is it?
Nothing.
What do you want?
Nothing.
Then go away. Oh.
And there I am, alone in this dim room with the bed for Madame and the bed for Monsieur and the narrow street outside. I can see a girl making up in a window across the street. I can see socks, stockings, underclothes drying on a line in her room. A terrible hotel, this. An awful place. I must get out of it. Only I would have landed here. Only I would stay here. I'm thinking of that white dressing gown, like priest's robes. I'm frightened as hell. I've got to find another hotel. I feel ill and giddy. I remember that I have an address in my handbag. A brochure with pictures. Le hall, le restaurant, le lounge, a bedroom. A bedroom with bath. Swing high, now slowly down. A beautiful room with bath. A room with bath. A nice room. A room.
You don't dare, she said. Hang on, I said. You'll see if I dare or not.
What did you do?
Excuse me.
Madame?
I want a room for tonight.
A room? A room with a bar?
I want a light room.
Madame?
I don't want a room looking onto the courtyard. I want a light room.
A light room? We have, 219... A beautiful room with bath. 75 francs a night.
Oh, God, I can't afford that.
It has two windows. Very light. Marie, show Madame 219.
You know 219 is occupied.
Oh, no. 219 had his bill the day before yesterday. I gave it to myself.
That doesn't mean he's gone.
When people ask for their bills, that means they're going, doesn't it?
Yes, French people. The others ask for the bill to see if we're going to cheat them.
I must have 219. Really? 219 with rose-coloured curtains, carpet and bath. I shall exist on a different plane at once if I can get this room, if only for a couple of nights. It will be an omen. Who says you can't escape from your fate? I'll escape from mine into 219. Just try me. Give me a chance.
Sure, madame, 334.
It looks onto the courtyard.
I said I don't want a room looking onto the courtyard. I want a light room.
Oh, this is a very light room. Primrose and blue.
No, I mean a light room. A light room, not a dark one. But thank you very much, but no.
But we have other rooms. Beautiful rooms.
Yes, yes, I'll telephone.
Oh. So what did you do?
Well, I said how...
When I get back to my hotel after this little fiasco, it looks all right and smells as respectable as you please. I imagined it all. I imagined everything. My neighbour is on the landing, but he goes into his room and shuts the door. Good. If we both try hard to avoid each other, we ought to be able to manage it. The room welcomes me back. There you are. You didn't go off then, it says. No, no, I thought better of it. Here I belong, and here I'll stay. Tonight I could go and eat at the Pig and Lily. So far as I know, I have a perfectly clean record there. I've never made any scenes, collapsed, or cried. I screw myself up to go into a room full of people, but the place is empty, dead as a doornail. Not many in tonight.
It's always quiet about now. It'll fill up later.
Ah.
Can I get you something?
I used to come here, a bit ago. Monsieur Pecanelli was still here.
We've kept the name.
Yes, Pig and Lily.
Pardon?
Pecanelli, Pig and Lily.
I'm sorry?
You're new.
Bought it outright 2 years back. Now then, something to eat?
Can I have a hot dog?
Not here. We only do Javanese specialities.
I'm glad you kept the English hunting, Prince.
Sometimes we light the fire. It's coal, so it has real flames. Part of the old English atmosphere.
Tally-ho, tally-ho, a hunting we will go.
I'm sorry?
Me too. Let me see a menu. The man at the next table is staring at me. Now his girlfriend is looking too.
Do you know her? The old bird at the next table.
The old bird? Me? Impossible.
The Englishwoman? No, I don't know her. Why should you imagine I know her?
This is as I thought and worse than I thought.
There are lots of these old English women. Common as cockroaches in Montparnasse.
A mad old Englishwoman wandering around Montparnasse. This is indeed worse than I thought.
Has Madame chosen?
I'll have the nasi goreng.
Very good, madame.
I can only marvel at the effect this place has on me. I expect it is because the drink is so much better. I'm not at all sad as I walk back to my hotel. No, I'm not sad, but by the time I get to the Boulevard Saint-Michel, I am feeling tired. There is a tabac where I can have a drink near the next statue. Just then, two men come up from behind and walk along on either side of me.
Excuse me, madame. Why are you so sad?
But I'm not sad. Why should you think I'm sad? Are you Germans?
No, we're not. What are you?
You're not Scandinavians.
We're Russian. Let's go for a drink.
Well, that'll wind the evening up nicely. Now, there are two cafes here. One is neutral, but in the other, the proprietor is a bit hostile.
So, choose.
Here we go. Oh, damn. I must be a bit tight. It's the wrong one.
I'll get the drinks.
My life, which seems so simple and monotonous, is really a complicated affair of cafes where they like me and cafes where they don't. Streets that are friendly, streets that aren't. Rooms where I might be happy, rooms where I never shall be. Dresses that will be lucky, dresses that won't, and so on. I'm not sad. I'm very happy, very comfortable, quite rich enough, and over here for a few weeks to buy clothes that will startle my many friends. Cheers.
You may be quite happy, but you are not rich. I have often noticed that English women have melancholy expressions, but that it doesn't mean anything.
That's right. It doesn't mean anything.
No, no, madame, you are rich with a beautiful fur coat. I can see that. But I don't think you're happy. I feel a great sadness in you. It is the gods.
It's the drink.
No, I think Madame Venus is playing tricks on you.
No, her. I don't like her anymore. She's played me too many dirty tricks.
She does that to everyone. All the same, be careful.
I will.
What god do they worship in England? Or is it a goddess?
I don't know. Somebody wrote once that we worship a bitch goddess. Certainly isn't Venus. Oh, no, not Venus, not her.
A beach goddess? How cruel. Are the English cruel?
Human beings are cruel. Horribly cruel.
Not at all. That's a very short-sighted view. Human beings are struggling, and so they are egotists. But it's wrong to say they are cruel. It's a depressing view. To hear you say this upsets me.
No, I didn't mean to upset you. Oh, it's late and I'm tired.
Don't be offended. It would be a pity not to meet again. Why don't we three have lunch tomorrow at the Pekin?
I don't think I'll be feeling like Chinese food for lunch. What about the dome?
4 o'clock, then?
4 o'clock.
When I come out of the hotel next morning, I pass Theodore's restaurant. It's a long way to the place I usually eat at. I hesitate, go back, go in. I had meant to avoid Theodore's in case he might recognize me, in case he might think I had changed, in case he says so. Today I must be very careful. Today I have left my armor at home.
Bonjour, madame. It's good to see you again.
Thank you. Some white wine, please. The house will do splendidly. What does it matter? They can't kill you, can they? Oh, can't they, though? Can't they? And the sole bonne femme, thank you.
Very good choice, madame.
Who else have we got? Two young lovers? My God, feeding each other from each other's plate. At any moment, I expect these two to start flapping wings and chirping. A middle-aged couple with their napkins under their chins, and a pretty woman accompanied by her husband. Her husband? Oh, yes, definitely, not her lover. I eat with my eyes glued to my plate and the feeling of panic growing worse. I told you not to come here. I told you. At last, coffee. Soon I shall be out in the street again. I feel better.
Monsieur.
Oh, my God.
Mademoiselle?
I'm sorry, monsieur. It's the old lady in the fur coat on such day.
I think she's a compatriot of yours.
Is she a regular?
Not so much now, but I remember her. She used to come here a good deal some years ago. Ah, those were the days.
What's she doing here now?
Just like yourselves. She's having lunch.
Now everyone in the room is staring at me. It has happened. I'm calm, but my hands start shaking so violently that I have to put my coffee cup down.
Everybody comes back to Paris, always.
Well, really?
Monsieur Theodore, my bill, please.
No more coffee, madame?
Just the bill, thank you. Oh, I would give my life to put out my tongue as I pass that girl's table. As it is, I can't even look at her. But one day, the fierce wolf that walks at my side will spring on you and rip your abominable guts out. One day.
Thank you, madame. Please don't let it be so long next time, madame.
I decide to go to the Luxembourg Gardens and sit as I did yesterday afternoon. I buy a ticket from the attendant, so it is quite legal. I feel safe clutching it. There are cats. There was a kitten in London. It belonged to the couple in the upstairs flat. It had an inferiority complex and persecution mania and nostalgie de la boue and all the rest.
She was very thin, scraggy, and you could see in her eyes, her terrible hunted eyes, that she knew her fate. All the neighborhood Toms were on to her like 1 o'clock, and she got a great sore on her neck. Feeling what was in the wind, she came down to my room and just crouched against the wall. She wouldn't eat, snarled at caresses. She just sat and stared at me with those terrible eyes. I couldn't stand it any longer, and I just shooed her out. I thought about her the rest of the day and asked about her. They told me they were going to take her to the chemist to be put away. But she ran right out into the street, and a merciful taxi went over her. The cats here are craftier than that beside the procession of shabby women wheeling prams, of men tightly buttoned up into black overcoats. One of the figures detaches itself from the procession and comes towards me. It is the younger of the Russians.
You allow me?
Of course.
You didn't go to meet my friend Paul yesterday afternoon. He thought it wasn't at all nice of you.
I'm sorry, but I wasn't feeling well.
My name is Nicholas Delmar. Here, I will write it down for you with my address. I live with Katya, who is ill. That makes me very sad.
Ah, I understand.
But I can forget it here. Every day I come to the Luxembourg Gardens or the Latin Quarter. I love youth, you see.
Montparnasse is very changed since I first knew it. That was just after the war. As you love youth so much, that'll give you something to think about.
You came here just after the war?
Yes, and I lived here up to 5 years ago. Then I went back to England.
Yes, it must be very changed. I think you're getting cold, madame. Would you like to go to a patisserie and have a cup of chocolate?
I'd much rather go to a cafe and have a drink. I've made no mistake this time, and we're in the neutral cafe.
Do you know what I think about you?
No.
I think you are very lonely. I know, because for a long time I was lonely myself. I became so that I hated people and I didn't want to see anyone. And then one day I thought, no, this is not the way. So now I go about a lot, meet a lot of friends. I'm never alone. And now I'm much happier.
Well, that sounds pretty easy. I must try it when I get back to London. I liked your friend the other night.
I have many friends. I will introduce you to some of them if you like.
And you think they'd like me?
Absolutely, yes. There's a man I think you'd like. Serge, he's a painter. He's always happy. He talks to everyone. Do you like art?
I used to know a lot of artists.
Good, then you like Serge. Come along and meet him now.
Not this afternoon. I promised myself I'll buy a new hat.
We'll meet here tomorrow at 4.
I leave him sitting there in his long black overcoat and go to the Rue Vavin. There are at least 10 milliner's shops in this street, and I look in the window of the first one. There is a customer inside. Her hair, half dyed, half grey, is very disheveled. As I watch, she puts on a hat, makes a face at herself in the glass, and takes it off quickly. Her expression is terrible. Hungry, despairing, hopeful, quite crazy. Watching her, am I watching myself as I shall become? In 5 years' time, in 6 years, shall I be like that? I go into the last but one shop and hope to strike lucky.
Can I help, madame?
I hope so. Perhaps.
The hats now are very difficult. All my clients say that the hats now are very difficult to wear, but I will show madame some.
Thank you.
May I take madame's hat? I think, no, I am sure I shall manage to suit madame. Now, this hat is...
My God, not that one. I can't stand velour.
Oh. This will please, madame.
I don't think so. What about that one with the little grey veil?
Try this. It's very special. Now, there we are.
You know, I'm bewildered. Please, Tell me which one I should have.
The first one I showed you.
Oh, never that one.
Then perhaps this one Madame is wearing. I don't want to insist, but yes, that is your hat.
I'm not sure.
Walk up and down the room in it. See whether you feel happy in it. See whether you get accustomed to it.
It is quite dark outside, and we are alone in the shop, celebrating this extraordinary ritual.
I very seldom insist, but I am sure that when you have got accustomed to that hat, you won't regret it. You'll realize that it's your hat.
I don't like it very much, but it seems to be the only one.
Remember, it must be worn forward and very much on one side. Like so.
Thank you. I'll wear it now.
Thank you, madame. All the hats now are very difficult. Bonsoir, madame.
I feel saner and happier after this, and have a large meal watching the effect of the hat on the other people in the room. Nobody stares at me, which I think is a good sign. When I go out into the Place de l'Odéon, I'm feeling happy, what with my new hat and the meal and the wine and the brandy. Where can I go? Not the dome. I'll avoid the damn dome. And, of course, it's to the dome I go. I have a drink and leave. Good. Escaped and another day seen through. And not too dangerous. Now get safely back to the hotel.
Excuse me, but can I speak to you? I think you speak English.
I am English.
Please, couldn't we go to a cafe and talk?
Of course. Why not?
Well, where should we go? You see, I don't know Paris well. I only arrived last night.
Oh?
This looks like a nice cafe.
Oh, it's the Closerie des Lilas.
Can we go in here?
All right, but it's very full. Let's sit on the terrace.
All right.
You'll have to fetch a waiter. They don't come out here at this time.
Right.
A brandy, please. Oh, I remember this one. He was sitting at a table in the opposite corner to me at the dome. The damn dome. I've got it. Oh, Lord, do I really look like a wealthy dame trotting round Montparnasse in the hope of... After all the trouble I've gone to, is that what I look like? Well, I suppose I do. Shall I tell him to go to hell? But after all, this is where I might be able to get some of my own back.
Here we are.
Thank you. Cheers.
Good luck. Have you ever felt like this? As if you can't bear any more. As if you must speak to someone, as if you must tell someone everything or else you'll die.
I can imagine it. He's going to say his piece. I've done this so often myself that it's amusing to watch someone else doing it. But why do you want to talk to me?
Because I think you won't betray me.
Of course I won't betray you. Why should I betray you?
No, indeed. Why?
Very nice laugh. Very nice indeed. Beautiful teeth.
Yes, I know. Yeah, I am what is called in French a mauvais garçon.
But I like them. I like mauvais garçon.
I got into bad trouble at home. I ran away. Shall we have another drink?
No, it's too cold. I can't stay on this damn terrace any longer.
Well, let's go somewhere else. I must talk to you.
All right. But my dear friend, I don't know what you think I can do. People who are in trouble want someone with money to help them. And I haven't got any money.
But it isn't money I want. What I hoped was that we could go somewhere where we could be quite alone. I want to put my head on your breast and put my arms around you and tell you everything.
Well, I'll say this for him. He's really rather good at this.
I could die for that. A woman who would put her arms around me and to whom I could tell everything. Couldn't we go somewhere like that?
No, we can't. Impossible.
Well, if you won't do that, I thought perhaps you could help me with my papers. You see, I have no passport. The slightest accident and I'm finished.
And you think I can help you get a passport? Lay your head on my breast while I get your passport. This must be one of my better nights.
Now, where shall we go?
I take him to my neutral cafe and see him for the first time in a bright light. He doesn't look like a gigolo. His hair is rather untidy, but nice hair.
You know, the barman, he is quite sure we love each other and are going to be very happy tonight. He is envying us.
Yes, I expect he'll stay awake all night thinking of it. Like hell he will.
I understand why you come here. I'm not very fond of people either.
I know exactly what you want. Someone very rich and very chic.
Yes, that would just suit me. And beautiful.
But, my dear, you're not going to find that at the Dome.
Well, where shall I go, then? Where shall I find all that?
You could try the Ritz Bar. I can't go there. I'm staying at an awful hotel. I want to find a flat or a studio.
A studio? I think I can get you just the place you want.
You said you'd only got to Paris last night.
Why should that prevent me from getting you what you want?
Let it pass, dearie. Let it pass.
Can I take you back to your hotel?
No, you can't. But let's walk a little.
We'll have one more drink.
Oh, you see, everywhere's shut.
Then I must kiss you in the street.
Well, isn't that a bit sudden to start doing this?
It's completely mad, but walking along with you, I have the feeling that I'm with a...
With a beautiful young girl?
No. With a child.
You're hallucinating. Oh, this is it. My hotel.
Can I come up to your room?
No, you can't.
I could come back in a little while and then come up and see you.
No, don't come here. I should be awfully vexed if you come here.
What about the hotel next door? Perhaps I could get a room there.
No, I've told you.
Nothing doing.
Nothing doing.
Well, how do I get to the Boulevard Saint-Michel?
He's certainly keeping up the pose of being a stranger to Paris well. I have just undressed when the patron comes hammering on the door.
You're wanted on the telephone.
I'm coming. It's him, of course. I should never have given him my number. I bet he's thought of a new scheme to get some money out of me. Venus and the bitch goddess. Hello? Hello? There's nobody here. It's dead.
There was a monsieur.
Well, there was a monsieur, but the monsieur has gone. There was more than one monsieur, but they've all gone. What an assortment, one of every kind. I'll lie in bed all day tomorrow, pull the curtains and shut the damn world out. All the same, at 4 o'clock, I meet Delmar, as I had said.
It's not far. We can walk from here.
How far?
Not far. My friend can't be there, but he says I can show you his pictures.
I am surrounded by the pictures. Now the room expands and the iron band around my heart loosens. The miracle has happened. I am happy. Perhaps one day I'll live in a room as empty as this. Nothing in it but the bed, the stove, and the looking glass, and outside, Paris. And the dreams that you have alone in an empty room, waiting for the door that will open, the thing that is bound to happen. I have focused on a picture of an old Jew with a red nose playing the banjo. This one.
Huh?
I want to buy this one.
The price of this one is 600 francs. If you think it's too much, we'll arrange some other price.
I don't think it's at all too much, but I haven't got the money.
Oh.
I can let you have the money tonight.
I'll meet you. The Capulade?
10:30. At 10:25, still fairly exalted, I'm at the Capulade. For half an hour, nobody turns up. Good. That's what you get for being exalted, my girl. But the protective armor is functioning all right. I don't mind. I'm worrying about how to give this painter his money when Delmar does turn up.
I am so sorry. I went to the flat to collect Serge, but he wasn't there. I waited, but he never showed up.
Well, that's all right. Here's the money. Is there a closing of the eyes, a slightly relieved expression on his face? Yes, I think so. And why not? Have a heart. Why not?
Serge is quite mad, you know. You would have liked him.
Monsieur Dan?
Will you have a cup of coffee?
No, I'll have a brandy, please.
And a coffee and brandy for me.
You're done.
Can we meet again?
Well, I'll try, but I'm very busy. I'm leaving Paris next week, sooner than I thought.
Well, let me know when, and I'll come to the Gare du Nord. Hmm? See you off, if you like.
Yes, please do. It would be so nice if you would. It's sad to go away from a place with nobody to tell you goodbye. When I'm back in my room, I start thinking about whether he will get a percentage on the 600 francs. Or perhaps Serge won't get the money at all. The old man with his banjo and I laugh about this all the time I'm undressing. But this damn room is saturated with the past. It's all the rooms I've slept in, all the streets I've ever walked in. Now the whole thing moves in an ordered procession past my eyes. Rooms, streets, rooms, streets. Well, London. It has a fine sound, but for me it was a little room, smelling stuffy, with my stockings hanging to dry in front of the gas fire. They changed one sheet at a time so that the bed was never quite clean and never quite dirty. A room in a Dutch town hall where Enno and I were married. The start of another saga. He pinned a bunch of Lily of the Valley to my coat, and afterwards we went for a drink.
What an idiotic business that was.
You won't ever leave me, will you?
Oh, come on. A little gaiety here. Have some more drink. Then we can go to our hotel.
A clean room in Amsterdam with rose-colored wallpaper. Ooh, champagne. Can we...
You mustn't worry about money. I can always get some. When we get to Paris, it'll be all right. I can sell some of my songs there.
Have we still got the £15?
Gone, I'm afraid. But we can sell our spare clothes. That'll get us as far as Brussels. I know someone in Brussels we can borrow from.
My beautiful life in front of me, opening out like a fan in my hand. A long, narrow, hot Belgian room with a long, narrow window.
I think I'll be able to raise some money. I'll go and see that fellow. Wait in the room for me and don't go out.
Enno!
I don't trust the concierge. I won't be long.
I hadn't remembered how glassy Mr. Lawson's eyes were. I'm afraid you don't remember me. You took me to dinner in London and then on the boat to Holland, you gave me your address in Brussels. You said to look you up. I have a little problem. I'm hating him more than I have ever hated anyone in my life.
Why did you go out when I told you not to?
I've managed to borrow 100 francs.
You've got who from?
It's a woman I used to know very well in London. I knew she lived here, so I went and saw her. Did your friend give you anything?
And this woman gave you 100 francs, just like that.
Oh, shut up about it.
Don't cry. If you cry, I shall go mad. You'll see, when we get to Paris, it'll be all right. I know somewhere we can get credit.
I can see myself in the mirror. I look thin, too thin, and dirty and haggard, with that expression that you get in your eyes when you are very tired and everything is like a dream and you are starting to know what things are like underneath what people say they are. I hadn't bargained for this. Shabby clothes, worn-out shoes, your hair getting straight and lanky, the way people look at you. I didn't think it would be like this. If I'm going to look like that, there's not a hope. Fancy having to go to Paris looking like that. We come out of the metro, and Enno tells me to wait in a cafe until he comes back. I wait 3.5 hours with a single cup of coffee.
I have got a room in the Rue Lamartine. This is Alfred.
Marielson.
Alfred, order us some ravioli.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Well, he must be kind. He looks nice.
Yes, he is nice. We'll have a meal, then we can get to the room.
It was on the fourth floor with a big bed covered in a red eiderdown. Everything was red in that room, except for the bugs crawling slowly up the wall. It still smelt of sulphur for months after the fumigation.
It's very warm today. But it's not good for Madame to sit in a draught. I'll shut the door.
Alfred, leave the door open.
It'll help clear the smell.
I'm not in a draught, really.
Ah, get some air in this damn place.
It's a good idea, Madame, giving English lessons. You get two or three good bourgeois to pay up, and then clover.
We'll see.
Mind you, if I were married, I wouldn't let my wife work for another man. I should think it a terrible disgrace to let my wife work for any other man but me.
Viva Dumpt, Alfred, you are getting on my case. What are you trying to say?
Right. All right. I'll push off. I can see you're in a bad temper. I'll go.
Oh, don't go.
You shut up.
Madame.
What are you laughing at?
It's the way he always bows when he says, Madame. It makes me laugh.
I'm going out to buy something to eat.
Already? Oh, it's too early. Oh, no, please. Stay with me. Come here and kiss me.
What is the point? You don't know how to make love. You're too passive, too lazy. You bore me. I've had enough of you. And this damn place.
Hello. He left me alone with 20 francs and the knowledge that I was going to have a baby. On the third day, I went out and bought some milk, bread and 4 oranges, hiding them in case the patron sees them. They don't like you to eat in the rooms, especially not where they know you haven't got a man to pay the bill.
Sasha, I have got some money.
Hello, darling, where have you...
God, it's hot. Peel me one of those oranges.
Hello.
I have got 2,000 francs. I told you money circulates, and it's our turn now. And I've got some wine. It's cool, I've kept it out of the sun. We will lie down and drink it while I lay my head on your silver breast. I told you it would be all right.
Well, things are going well. We've settled down in the great red room. Eno sold 2 articles and sings every night at the La Panagile. I have 3 English pupils and people give up their seats for me in buses. I am a sacred woman. All the same, I'm not so mad about going out, and I spend long hours by myself. I've got hold of some books that I like, and I read most of the time, and I'm happy. People come in and out of the room all the time now. They're friends of Eno's. He's a great success. I watch them, and I never quite know them, but one of them, Lise, I love Lise.
All my underclothes are handmade. Every stitch. I used to be a seamstress, but it was awful. My eyes hurt so much I could hardly open them.
But now you sing in the cabaret. That's better. You sing English songs.
But I don't speak any English. Would you teach me? I'm so stupid, it'll be difficult. Is it true that English women never use a douche? I use one twice a day.
The spaghetti's ready. Pour us some asti. Here you are. I love picnics.
Don't they mind you cooking in the rooms?
As long as we pay the rent, they don't care. Mmm. Mmm. Hey, this is good. How are things at the cabaret?
They won't renew the engagement, I know it. Oh, God, I wish there would be another war.
Oh, Lise, don't say that.
Yes, I do. I might have a bit of luck and get killed. I don't want to live anymore.
Lise. You'll get another job.
No, I won't. And my eyes are too bad to go back to sewing. I'll have to go back to the country and live with my mother. She beats me all the time for anything, for nothing. Then she used to say, oh, bad things to me. She likes to make me cry. Oh, I'm finished.
Oh, come on, Lise. You've got a few more years, surely. Cheer up.
No, I've had enough. Already. I've had quite enough.
Poor little Lise.
Oh, my God. This is gay. I've got some more asti spumante. Can I join the wave? 3 on a bed.
Soon to be 4. Then the house on the Boulevard Magenta. Eno has arranged everything. It will be all right. There will be a tisane of orange flowers. But it will be soon. The doctor said to come straight here.
Oh, doctors, they know nothing. You won't be needing the hospital for some hours. Anyway, your room's not ready. Come back at 5.
That's 7 hours to walk and sit in the parks. No taxis. What if my baby was born in a taxi? Then I come back at 5 as I've been told. Everything as I've been told. I'm not seeing too well.
Oh, nothing to worry about. Your room's all ready.
Can I lie down now?
Now have courage. All will be well. Get undressed and try to sleep.
It is a long, interminable night, but I do not speak. It is a long time until I speak.
Oh, chloroform, please. There must be a doctor for chloroform, and there are no doctors here. Now, courage, little one, courage.
Oh, no more courage. Oh, chloroform, for pity's sake.
You're not trying. I don't approve of chloroform. It's for rich people. We don't have it here. Now, push.
Afterwards, I couldn't sleep. My mouth dried up. My breasts dried up. Money. Money.
Why can't you sleep? This will never do. Does he cry, the little one?
No, he hardly cries at all. Is it a bad sign that he doesn't cry?
No, not at all. A beautiful baby. Everything will come right for you. You'll see. I'll send you a tisane of orange flower water. And tonight you must sleep.
But I can't feed my baby.
I'll take him for some powdered milk. And all will be well.
My beautiful son.
Now you see, you slept, and I'm going to arrange that you will be just like you were before. There'll be no traces, no marks, nothing.
Oh. You're pulling that very tight. It hurts a bit.
The bandages must be tight if there are to be no marks. I do this better than anyone in Paris.
How is my baby?
Usually this is an extra. Usually I charge a great deal for this. I promise you, when you take them off, there will be not one line, not one wrinkle, not one crease.
And 5 weeks later, there I am, with not one line, not one wrinkle, not one crease. And there he is, lying with a ticket round his wrist, because he died in a hospital. When I got back to the hotel, I was very tired. I kept thinking of the dress he had on, so pretty. It'll get spoiled, I thought. Everything, all spoiled. A room. A nice room. A beautiful room. A beautiful room with bath. Swing high, swing low. Swing to and fro. This happened and that happened. Enno lost his place at the club.
I can get another job in Holland and get enough money to come back and set ourselves up properly.
Yes, Enno. Oh, don't cry, my lovely Enno.
I'm not crying. I'll write.
Goodbye, Enno.
Au revoir, Sasha.
Goodbye, Enno. I have to move from the big red room to a hotel on the Place de la Madeleine. I write to England and try to borrow money. I start eating at a convent nearby where the nuns supply very cheap meals for destitute girls. But there's always tomorrow, and that was many yesterdays ago. I have my new hat and my Jew with his banjo.
My key, please.
There's a note for you.
From whom?
I don't know. A monsieur. An English monsieur.
It's from René, my gigolo friend.
Just dropped in to see you. Everything goes well with me. I have had enormous luck. I'm leaving Paris tomorrow or the day after. So sorry I missed you.
Thank you, madame. As I get to my landing, there is my neighbor in a white dressing gown.
Cow! You dirty cow!
Oh, go away!
Dirty cow! I don't know English women!
Oh, this is too much. Now, look here. Oh, René. Oh, it's you. I'm so sorry.
I came before, didn't I tell you? But what's the matter? Why are you looking so frightened?
I'm not. I mean, I'm not frightened. I'm, vexed.
No, you are looking frightened. Who are you frightened of? Me? I'm flattered.
I thought it was the man next door. He gets on my nerves. He was shouting things at me.
He was shouting at you? I'll punch his face for you.
Certainly not. Not on any account.
I mean it. I will if you wish. I can be useful in more ways than one.
Oh, good God, no. Don't do anything of the sort.
Well, perhaps better not. I'd better not get into a row before I get my papers. But I'm getting them tomorrow, so it'll be all right. I like this room. It's a nice room. It's a charming room. Nothing but beds. Yeah, can we sit down?
There are only two beds. It's hardly...
Yes, that's what I see. Only two. But somehow it gives the impression that it's full of beds. I waited up here for you nearly an hour this afternoon. I told the patronne I was a friend of yours from London. I spoke English to her, so she asked me if I'd like to wait in your room.
That explains my neighbour.
Sorry?
He called me a dirty cow. You see, I told you not to come up here, and you said you wouldn't.
Why? The woman downstairs is so nice. I don't understand you. She doesn't mind in the least. You could have someone up in your room every hour and she wouldn't mind. It's a shame to waste this room, this hotel. Very, very good to make love in, this room. Have you really been wasting it? I don't believe you have. Those eyes, those deep shadows under your sad eyes, what about them?
Not what you think at all. I don't sleep well, and I take a lot of luminol to make me sleep.
Poor, poor girl. And you won't even let me try to do anything about it.
Please don't. Don't laugh at me.
I came to ask if you'd have an aperitif with me this evening. Please do. I should be very disappointed if you can't.
All right. I'll be at the Closerie de Lilas at 7:30. I'm glad you've been lucky.
I've met an American. Beautiful and very, very rich. How do you say, busting with it?
Lousy with it.
Yes, lousy with it.
Did you meet her at the Ritz Bar?
No.
Don't tell me you met her at the Dome.
Not the Dome, the Danish place, you know. Well, we were talking and she said she wanted to go on somewhere else to dance. I said, quite frank, I was quite frank, you know.
I'll bet you were.
I told her there was nothing I'd like better, nothing. But unfortunately, at the moment, I was penniless. After that, it was all right. She's staying at the Maurice. It's been a great success.
Oh, it's nice of you to come all the way over here to tell me about it.
That's just it. Yeah, perhaps this is something you wouldn't understand, but when you're living like I do, you get very superstitious, and I think you bring me luck. Remember that evening when I met you, I was depressed, very discouraged. You brought me luck.
Oh, I've never thought of myself that way before.
Let me kiss your hand for luck. Oh, pretty hand.
No good. Only worth about 50 francs, if that.
Your hand?
You weren't looking at my hand. You were looking at my rings.
Oh, how suspicious you are. But you will come this evening, won't you?
Yes, I'll be there. On the terrace where we talked the other night.
See you then, my lucky one.
Here I am, prancing about and smirking. I tell myself, I have 1,600 francs left. Enough to pay for the dress I chose today, enough to pay my hotel bill and the journey back to London. Say, 400 francs over. 200 for a meal, if there is a meal, and 50 francs behind the mirror in my handbag for a taxi home in case we quarrel, or in case he turns nasty. Just call, hey, taxi, and you're out of everything. I arrive 10 minutes late and glance round the terrace. Nobody there. Well, he's sure to be inside on such a cold night. No sign of him here, either.
Waiter!
Can you bring me Cinzano?
Yes, madame.
Is there anyone on the terrace?
Oh, no. I don't think so. It's too cold tonight.
Would you go and have a look?
Very good, madame.
Am I disappointed? Am I vexed? No, I'm quite calm. Also, quite confident. He's somewhere around. There's a very pretty girl sitting on one of the stools at the bar. More his meat, I'd think.
So here you are. I thought you'd stood me up.
I bet you thought the world had come to an end. I bet you couldn't believe it.
Well, no, I couldn't. But I was just beginning to believe it when the waiter came. I've been cursing you. You said where we talked the other night, and that's where I've been waiting. I'm frozen. I've had two pianos to keep me warm, but I'm still cold for your man's. Yeah, waiter, another piano. You see that girl getting off the bar stool? She's very beautiful. Look at the way she walks, the movement of her hips. But she's got a beautiful body under that dress.
Why didn't you go after her and find out? I rather think that was the idea.
No, it's you I want to talk to.
That's what I'm here for. Go ahead.
Well, we're having dinner. About dinner.
Let me pay for dinner.
Thank you. To be frank...
As you always are.
To be frank, when I've paid for this lot of drinks, I shan't have much money left.
What? Haven't you got any money out of your American?
No, not yet. Yeah, when I ask her for something, it'll be quite something, but one mustn't do that too quickly. She must be ready. I think perhaps tomorrow she'll be ready. So, can you give me the money for dinner now instead of in the restaurant? I'd prefer that.
I was going to, of course.
Ah, 200 francs?
When you've settled up, dinner, drinks, taxes, there'll be about 2 francs left. I've worked it out.
No one would ever think you'd never done this before.
I don't know what there is about this man that makes me feel so natural and happy, almost as if I were young. But I've never been young, really young. I've never played. I take him to the Pig and Lily. The English hunting scene should set him up for London.
I'm going to make a fortune in London.
Good for you.
Now, you must tell me, which are the really chic nightclubs to go to in London? And how do I find a really good tailor? Do the good ones advertise?
I don't know. I'm the wrong person to ask about any of this.
Can you give a party in London and introduce me to all your friends?
I haven't any friends.
Too bad. Yeah, anyway, I hear half the men are homosexual, so the poor English women are just gasping for it. And if you go about it in the right way, they're prepared to pay for it.
You're an optimistic idiot. After a lot of work, you'll probably get an electroplated cigarette case with your initials on it.
Nonsense gold, at least. Now, is it true that English men make love with all their clothes on because they think it's more respectable that way?
Yes, certainly. Fully dressed. They add, of course, a Macintosh. When the proprietor comes up with the coffee, he looks at me in a half-pitying way as if to say, really, I should have thought you'd had more sense than this. Well, I don't criticize you, so don't you criticize me.
I've arranged everything. While I was waiting for you on the terrace, I asked the waiter to tell me a place I could take you to, as you said you didn't want to go back to your hotel with me. He told me about a very good place on the boulevard of Raspail.
My God, you asked the waiter?
Yes, of course. Waiters always know that sort of thing.
Well, there's somewhere else I won't be able to show my face in again.
And then you say you're not a bourgeois.
I didn't say that. You said it.
Tomorrow, you must walk into the cafe and go to the same table on the terrace and order a drink. Tomorrow, mind you.
Tomorrow never comes.
I don't understand.
Listen, I told you this from the start. There's nothing doing, so why go on about it?
Pity. It's a pity. It would have been so nice. You wouldn't have been disappointed in me. I like women. Not just for that. I enjoy their company. It's easy for me to be sympathetic with women. I respect them. And the way they handle all the problems they have in this world today. It can't be easy having self-respect. I understand that.
Then you're worth your weight in gold cigarette cases. I only hope you get them.
Let's go and have a drink somewhere. The bill, please.
All right. A goodbye drink.
Can we take a taxi? It's so cold tonight.
Why don't you get your American to buy you an overcoat?
No, I'm going to wait. I want to get my clothes in London.
Oh, for God's sake, he's not going to start up again about the addresses of London tailors. We sit side by side in the taxi, not touching each other, and I watch the streets through the window. Well, there you are, Paris, and this is the goodbye drink. We go into the Dermagogue, and I choose a table as far away from everybody else as possible. Suddenly, I feel shy and self-conscious. God, this place makes me feel old.
Oh, don't say that. Don't talk like that. You're not old. But you have got to where you're afraid to be young. That's because you let people frighten you. They will always try to do that, if not in one way, then in another. Don't be afraid.
Thanks for the good advice. I'll try to remember it. Now I'm ready for another brandy. Waiter, another brandy.
You said if you drink too much, you cry. And I have a horror of people who cry when they're drunk.
I don't feel a bit like that. Never happier in my life.
No, I don't think you are going to cry. Don't be too long. Finish that and then we'll go.
Where to?
To your hotel or the Boulevard Raspail, just as you like.
But I don't like.
Oh, you're such a stupid woman. Now, look me in the eyes and say you don't want to.
Of course I want to.
Then why won't you?
It's something so unimportant.
But it would be nice. At least tell me why you won't, or is that too much to ask?
Oh, no, it's not too much to ask. It's because I'm afraid.
What on earth are you afraid of? You think I'll strangle you or cut your throat for that not-so-beautiful ring?
No, no, nothing like that.
Then perhaps you're afraid I'll kill you because I like to do bad things. Well, I don't want to do bad things.
There's always the one you do want to do bad things with, isn't there?
I want to lie close to you and feel your arms around me.
You said that bit before.
You are afraid of me. You think I'm a naughty boy. You do think I might kill you.
If I thought you'd kill me, I'd come away with you right now and no questions asked. I don't think you're any more naughty than anybody else. Less, probably.
Then what are you afraid of? A man of love?
Yes. I'm afraid of men. I'm very much afraid of men. And I'm even more afraid of women. And I'm very much afraid of the whole bloody human race. Who wouldn't be afraid of a pack of damned hyenas? And when I say afraid, what I really mean is I hate them. I hate their voices. I hate the way they laugh. I hate their eyes. I hate the whole bloody business. It's cruel. It's idiotic. It's unspeakably horrible. I never had the guts to kill myself, or I'd have got out of it long ago. So much the worse for me. Let's leave it at that.
What happened to you? Something bad must have happened to make you like this.
It wasn't just one thing. It took years. It was a slow process.
I believe you.
Well, if we're going to start believing each other, it's getting serious, isn't it?
Then believe this. I could make love to you, and afterwards, you'd be different.
You're trying to make an unimportant thing sound important.
Important, unimportant, they're just words. If we can be happy for a little, forget everything for a little, isn't that important enough? Now, we'll go back to your hotel.
No.
Still nothing doing.
I must go. Please, I'm tired.
Good night, sleep well. Take a big dose of Luminol.
I will. Good night. All the same, we part at the door of the hotel. I go to the downstairs lavatory, not sad, not happy, not regretful, not thinking of anything much. I'm not sad as I go upstairs, except that I see very clearly in my head the tube of Luminol and the bottle of whiskey, just in case. As I get to my landing, the time switch goes off and everything is in darkness. I'm feeling for the knob when I see the light of a cigarette a yard or two from my face.
Who's there?
But before he answers, I know.
Oh.
I put my arms around him.
Did I frighten you?
No, no. A bit. No. It's dark in here. Just a minute. I'll fix it. Here we are. Nothing to stop us. A difficult moment when you're out of practice. Would you like some whiskey? I've got some. I bet nobody's ever thought of that way of bridging the gap before. Time, time. Give me time. Not yet. Wait a minute. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh,
Isn't it right? Don't you like it?
Yes, it's all right. I don't want to drink.
Mine tastes awful. It tastes of mouthwash.
Well, why do you drink it? Don't drink it.
It's funny how some men try to get you to swill as much as you can hold and others try to stop you.
Just now, on the landing, you knew it was me.
Yes, of course.
But how could you have known before I said anything?
Well, I did know.
Then you knew I was coming up after you. Hmm? You expected me to...
No, I didn't. I didn't a bit.
You love playing a comedy, don't you?
How do you mean a comedy? What comedy, damn you? I'm going to have another whiskey.
No, don't drink any more.
Go to hell.
I knew you really wanted me to come up. It was easy to see.
Hooray, you're psychic. Here's to you. Look, it was sweet of you to come up, and I was very pleased to see you. Now you've got to go.
Why are you like this? I don't want you to be like this.
Well, it's no use. I'd rather you went.
I'm not going. I want to see this comedy through. You'll have to call for someone to put me out if you want to make yourself ridiculous.
I've been so ridiculous all my life that a little bit more or a little bit less can hardly matter now.
Call out, then. Why don't you knock on the wall and ask your friend next door to help you?
Look, I don't want to have a row here, only you've got to go.
Why?
Because I tell you to go and you'll go.
Just like that?
Yes, just like that.
What do you think I am, a little dog? You think you can kiss me and then say to me, get out? I don't like that voice that gives orders.
Very well, I ask you to go.
Oh, you annoy me. You'll regret annoying me.
And here we are, struggling on the small bed. This is really a bit comic. I want to be able to keep thinking this is really a bit comic. We're on the wrong bed, and with all our clothes on, just like English people.
Oh, we have a lot of time. We have till tomorrow.
A long time till tomorrow. 100 years, perhaps, till tomorrow.
You think you're very strong, don't you?
Yes, I'm very strong. I'm as strong as the dead, my dear. That's how strong I am.
If you're so strong, why do you keep your eyes shut?
Because dead people must have their eyes shut.
I'm going to hurt you. It's your fault.
I open my eyes and I feel the tears trickling down the outside corners.
That's better. That's better. Now everything's going to be all right. You understand?
I understand. Naturally, I understand. I should be an awful fool if I didn't. If you look in the right-hand pocket of the dressing case over on that table, you'll find the money you want. Take the 1,000-franc note, but for God's sake, leave me the rest. It's all I have. You mustn't think that I'm vexed about anything, because I'm not. I thought you were awfully sweet to me. I loved all the stories you told me about yourself, especially the one about how much you loved women. That one amused me a lot. I'm just trying to save you a whole lot of trouble. A whole waste of time. He's moved so quickly that I haven't had time to put my arms round him or to say stay or don't do this, don't leave me like this, don't.
Yes, you're right. It would be a waste of time.
He's at the glass, putting his ties straight. I keep my arm over my eyes because I don't want to see him take the money. He might say something. He might say good night, or goodbye, or good luck, or something. I turn over on my side and cry in a way that hurts right down. That hurts your heart and your stomach. Who is this crying? That same one who laughed on the landing, kissed him, and was happy. This is me who is crying. The other, I don't know who she is. She is a voice in my head. I hate to stop you crying. I know it's your favorite pastime, but I must remind you that the man next door has probably heard every damn thing and is now listening into the sequel. And another thing. If he's taken all your money, which he almost certainly has, that'll be a lovely business. The last performance of What's-Her-Name and her boys, or it was all due to an old fur coat. You've had dinner with a beautiful young man, and he kissed you, and you paid 1,000 francs for it. Not bad, considering the exchange rate, dearie. I get up and blow my nose. There is blood on the handkerchief. I look in a glass and see that my mouth is swollen where he bit it. I go over to the dressing case. I take the money out. 200-franc notes and 1,000-franc note. What a compliment. Ah. Here's to you, Gigolo. Chic.
cheek, gigolo. Have another.
I get very drunk. All I hear are voices.
I think Madame Venus is playing tricks on you.
When you cried, I was so
This sad. Is indeed worse than I thought. We didn't know about any of this.
This woman is the biggest fool I've ever met in
Sasha,
my life.
Sasha, I can't bear to see you living like this.
It isn't such a long time since he left. Put on your coat and go after him. I can't, my dear. Not that I don't want to. It's just that my legs feel funny. So come back. You shall come back. I'll force you to come back. No, I mean I beg you to come back. I press my hands over my eyes and I can see him. He is walking along the Boulevard Saint-Michel thinking...
Ridiculous woman. Stupid bitch.
Come back. Come back.
You don't like men. You don't like women. You like nothing. Nobody.
But why the gesture of not taking the money? Come back and get it. You could walk in, say, I forgot something. Take it and walk out again. He hesitates and stops. I have him.
Damned woman.
Listen. You hear me now. It's still quite early. The door will still be open. If anyone speaks to you, just say, the woman in number 41, she's waiting for me. Just say that. I see him very clearly in my head. I daren't let him go for a moment. He mustn't have to knock. He must be able to walk straight in. I get up and try to put the key on the outside of the door. I drop it. I leave the door a little open. I've got all my clothes on. How stupid. I undress very quickly. Now he's turning into the end of the street, very clear in my head. I get into bed. I lie there, trembling. How awful I must look. I must put the light out. Oh, no, no, it doesn't matter. I cried like that because you went away. Now he has come to the hotel. He presses the button and the door opens. He's coming up the stairs. Now the door is moving. The door is opening wide. And I put my arms over my eyes. He comes in. I lie very still with my arm over my eyes. As still as if I were dead. I don't need to look. I know. But I must find out which one. It's very important. I take my arm away from my eyes. It is the white dressing gown. He stands there, looking down at me, not sure of himself, his mean eyes flickering. Thank God he doesn't say anything. I look straight into his eyes and despise another poor devil of a human being for the last time. The last time. Then I put my arms round him and pull him down on the bed. Yes. Yes. Yes.
The part of Sasha was played by Eileen Atkins. René, Dominic Letts. Delmar, Shandor Elish. Paul, Ra Drawi. Enno, Steve Hodson. The nurse, Shirley Dixon. The patron, Constance Byrne. The dress shop owner, Michael McStay. With Alice Arnold, Emma Gregory, Jeremy Spriggs, Malcolm Ward and Peter Whitman. Technical presentation by Rosamund Mason. Assisted by Alison McKenzie and Hilary Carruthers. Music by Stephen Warbeck. Dean Reese's Good Morning Midnight was dramatized by Roderick Graham and directed by Jane Morgan.